Hello and welcome to this TechEd edition of UGTV. Has anyone seen Michelle?
Alan, you idiot, come on, it's like, we gotta be at SeaTac in an hour. We're leaving for Orlando, did you forget? We gotta go, go right now.
Oh.
Michelle, and this is User Group Television coming to you from TechEd 2008 in sunny Orlando, Florida. Alan, we survived the in-flight food, the shuttle to from the airport, the escalator in here. Now we're in the community lounge planning our week for the developer week of TechEd.
I know. Party. Ooh, flyer. Bill. Bigger party.
No, I think panel, user group interview. Fishbowl. We're here to work, Alan, not to play. First, we have to do what we always do at the beginning of the show, and that's meet some user group leaders that we've had a chance to talk to.
All right. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ Pastino. I'm a developer evangelist here in the Sunshine State of Florida. Very strong developer community today. I was working the Tech Ed booth on the floor today, and I met a couple of nice folks here from Brazil. First time I ever met them. They are actually rock stars down in Brazil in the developer community. We got Antonio here and Marcelo.
I'm from Marcelo, from Brazil, and I'm a software developer and researcher at a university called UNESP, Brazil, and I'm started teaching classes of C-sharp language and ASP.NET and maybe XNA and live development, everything about that.
Hi, my name is Antonio. I'm from São Paulo, Brazil. I'm an embedded systems engineer, and I help people to develop their device using the embedded SOLs from Microsoft. And that's it.
That's good. Now, São Paulo, is that where TechEd Brazil is going to be?
We're going to have our TechEd next November, and you're invited.
Oh, thanks. I told you these guys were all right, I tell you.
So we had the Women in Technology lunch earlier.
Yes.
And the importance of educating our young girls, getting them excited about math and science. How can women in technology and women who run user groups such as yourself really start to seed that interest? How can we do that?
So what we can do is, one, involve the kids. Go and be, even if we're doing speaking to the public, to their meetings, to their luncheons and things like that, become mentors. That was one of the things. It's not just in the business area, but you can become a mentor and go visit colleges.
We have an opportunity, I think, where we can start encouraging young women to get more into the technological field. So it would be, I think, activities would be that would be really great, like if you were to go to a user group or even if you have daughters, to encourage them to go into math and science. You typically see a lot of women who are in marketing type roles, and typically that's sometimes how I'm viewed when I go to a customer. It's like, oh, she's the salesperson, or she's part of marketing. So getting rid of that stigma is kind of a challenge as a female in the technology field. So, but I would encourage and challenge our user groups to get more women presenters in there to show that it's part of the technology field. I would encourage them to get their children involved. And I don't know what else to say about that other than get the girls involved.
So during the whole week here at TechEd, there's been a number of community activities. Ineta organized a Birds of a Feather event during the week.
That was really cool.
That was very, very,
very
good.
Very informative.
And
very well attended.
It was. And one of the byproducts of TechEd now being split over 2 weeks is that there's a weekend in the middle that the conference center is actually empty. So a developer evangelist from Florida organized what they call a tweener event.
Is that like a tween, like a preteen?
Very, very similar.
Really?
In as much as there was 2 days in the conference center, and a number of user groups from all over the Florida area came and basically used the facilities. They had speakers, they had content, they had mixers, and they had a party.
I just think that user groups are just a great way to bring people together and have a lot of fun. Tonight's fun, but it's really about what we're doing during the day, you know, getting people together, bringing people that are passionate about the technology, know how to talk about it, with people that want to learn about it. And it's so great that a nonprofit event could just draw such excitement, you know, and move people along the learning curve. I'm very excited about it.
One of the best things that we have with the user group process is the ability to communicate concepts and ideas in a format that's very laid back, very informal. People don't feel like they're at a training class where there's some expectation of performance.
Rachel Bennett.
I think the women benefit from the user groups because there are a lot of women who actually use SharePoint. The user group has enabled me to learn more about SharePoint and become more comfortable within the developer community and within the tech community.
Women need to get into it more. We are more organized and more dedicated to detail than men seem to be, and I think that's what makes me really good at what I do.
I think it always helps to see familiar faces and people who are a lot like you. And it kind of helps just being in an environment like that. It makes things easier to learn, makes it easier, and I guess you have to be a woman to understand that.
I'm really excited that this spot could be used on User Group TV. And we're hoping that it'll really spur a lot more interest in the user groups, particularly in JOG, and in user group participation in general, because I think it's a really important part of the growth of technology and the spread of expertise and knowledge around the technology.
When I go see a presentation, I am getting, you know, say 30, 40 hours that somebody has put into doing research, and they've condensed that down into, you know, an hour, hour and a half presentation.
I must have spent 4 hours today talking to people from Microsoft who I would not have the ability to. I mean, the access to people at this event was unbelievable.
MCG! MCG! MCG!
As I recall, back in our first show, you had an interview with John Martin from the April MVP Summit, and I know he was hard to track down. He promised us a demonstration here at TechEd. Did you manage to find him?
Well, you know, Alan, I am tenacious, and when somebody promises me something, I will track them down. I always get my man. And yes, I did find John Martin, and I got a compelling, very interesting demo.
You know, I'm looking for John Martin. He promised me a demo. And as usual, I can't find him anywhere. Where is John Martin? Wait a minute. Says John Martin this way. Noelle, have you seen John Martin?
No. I haven't.
Let's go ask information. I bet they know. Hey, have you guys seen a guy, bald, glasses, named John Martin?
I think he's in that direction.
What? Hey, I'm going to ask these guys if they've seen John Martin. Have you guys seen John Martin? I guess I'll keep looking. They said John Martin was this way. Wait, shopping. Hang on. You know what? I know where John Martin is. It says nap time, so I'm gonna run off and I'm gonna get Katie to go wake him.
John, come on. You got an interview. What are you doing sleeping?
You're late.
What?
We've got a whole group of people over there waiting.
Now?
Yes.
Oh.
What? What are you doing?
Right.
Hey, John.
Yeah. Hey.
Now that you're awake, can you show me some of this really cool stuff?
Let me take a look, or show you rather, what's going on here. I've got the homepage of the site here, and you can see that probably 2 weeks ago we did a big redesign, both the look and feel in the Chrome, but we also did a lot with the content. There's three real reasons why people come to the homepage. One of them is to simply get through to the developer center. So you can see over here on the left nav, everything's a lot cleaner and easier to get to, a lot easier to find the top developer centers that you want to find. A lot of subscribers come to the homepage as well to get their benefits, so there's an easy place over here to log in and get there. And the other thing that people come to the homepage for is news and announcements. So you can see a couple of things we've done here is to increase the visibility of key blogs like Soma's blogs and Scott Guthrie's blog. Customers really like that a lot. The other thing was we have featured MVPs, and this is where you're starting to see us promoting and increasing the visibility of community content and leaders in the community. So obviously Soma and Scott Guthrie are big. We've got MVPs. But down here as well, lower on the page, you can see that we've tried to increase the visibility of things like forums, Code Gallery, and CodePlex as well. So part of opening up to the community means making more community content visible, and the homepage is one example. One of the other things we've put a lot of investment into over the last month or two is search. Our search experience hasn't been as good as it should be over the last few months, but we've really made an improvement there. And one of the most noticeable things is autocomplete. So I'm just going to type in ASP dot, and you can see how the autocomplete's starting to pull back a lot of potential matches. These are searches that have been done by other searchers, and we've saved them all, and we render them here as you type it out. Pretty common feature. You're going to get a lot of matches here. We have more than 3 million users of MSDN search a month. So they're creating lots of different searches. They're all going to come back in here. Let me finish this little search string with a little bit more. ASP.NET SE gets you security, server control, session, whole bunch of different stuff. Makes it a lot easier to search. I'm going to go for session and click through. Another innovation that we've built on top of live search, actually, all of our search is run by live search, are refinements. So one of the things our customers told us is that when you do a search like ASP.NET session, the result set that you get down here is actually covers a whole bunch of different technologies and versions. So you get ASP.NET session information for Visual Studio 2008, 2003, 2005, and it makes it really hard to find the right article because the versions are all mashed together. This refinement by product version actually allows you to refine the query to favor results that match Visual Studio 2005. Another thing you can do is refine by source. I'm going to choose to refine to content from our forums application. And now you can see that all the matches are ASP.NET session relevant to Visual Studio 2005 sourcing the forums system for content. While we're on the topic of forums, let me get you to our new forums application. We have about 7 million visitors a month to our forums. Forums is a great place to get answers to questions, to learn how to. And our forums application has been completely re-released. We first released this in February. We've been migrating major forums over to it ever since.
Right.
And for the show, we migrated about a dozen major developer forums as well. One of the things you can see is an all-new user experience. We've implemented tags over here, so customers and members of the community can tag forum posts and threads and then use the tag cloud to navigate. Let me go into one of our larger forums, .NET based class library. One of the things we heard from our customers about our old forums platform was that it was hard to navigate and find the right, right. posts and threads. So what we've introduced are tons of different filters. And I am going to show you one of the filters, which is has code. A lot of our forum posts have code, so I've just clicked the has code filter. And what you can see here is that all of the posts that now show up at the top have this little indicator that says have code.
Nice.
So one of the things that you'll see here is that a lot of these forum posts get closed in 3 or 4 hours. So if you get into the forums, I think we're the only forum with a pause button as well.
Wow.
Which is really interesting. If you're in a forum thread and you have more than one person in the thread and the thread is active, the forum thread will actually function a lot more like IM than it will a normal forum. So you'll actually have a real-time conversation without the page refreshing. some pretty interesting technology and a big step forward for forms.
John, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Wow, Armando was really fun. I hope you and your bear had a great time.
Yeah.
No, you don't go anywhere without that thing.
No.
Well, everybody, that's our show from TechEd Orlando, and we hope you had as much fun as we did.
We had a ball.
We definitely had a ball, and we'll see you next time on User Group Television. We'll be right back.